The most radical event of the fall TV season happens tonight. NBC debuts the new Jay Leno talk show at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. means NBC is abandoning or moving dramas that have ruled that time slot for years, ER and Law and Order. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein says the secret to this new experiment's success are the celebrities on the couch.
Forget about what Jay Leno is going to say in his opening night monologue. What will really boost the show involves dialogue, because nothing matters more than the guests. If talk show history has taught us anything, what really gets the water coolers bubbling are the folks sitting opposite Leno on the couch. And no one should know that better than Leno himself. Back in July of 1995, when he first faced off against David Letterman, there was an unforgettable appearance by Hugh Grant. The actor was in the difficult position of defending a recent arrest on charges of soliciting a prostitute on the Sunset Strip.
Let me start with question number one. What the hell were you thinking? The
best thing Leno did was just ask the question and then stay silent while Grant squirmed oh so memorably.
It's not easy.
This awkward exchange is more than just a classic TV moment. It's credited for sparking a ratings rocket that propelled Leno past Letterman for the next 14 years. And when you really think about it, Leno's guest booker deserves more credit than the host himself. So, who does Leno have booked for week one? Jerry Seinfeld, Tom Cruise, Miley Cyrus, household names all. But even the biggest star in the world isn't enough unless they're provocative. Now, a lightning rod like Cruise could fit both bills. Remember his couch jumping incident on Oprah? But by now, he's learned the hard way to play it straight. Don't expect his hiney to stray too far from the seat cushion. And yet that's just the kind of thing that drives buzz for talk shows. Think back to Joaquin Phoenix's appearance on Letterman in February.
And I will just say right off the top here, you look different than I remember it.
Surly and spaced out, he spent most of the interview hiding behind dark sunglasses and a long beard.
I'm okay with it, but now you're making me feel weird about it.
I'm sorry, I'm making you feel weird about it?
Is there something wrong?
Phoenix was the biggest draw on YouTube the following day, and no wonder. These kind of random curiosities get people talking about talk shows more than anything else. So, NBC, feel free to replace Leno behind the desk with even a crash test dummy. It's still those unplanned, must-see outbursts from guests that put these shows over the top.
That's commentator Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter.